You're listening to SBS News.
Last year, China announced it would stop importing waste from other countries. Specifically, citing concerns about contamination and pollution, it said it would no longer buy recyclables that weren't 99.5% pure. Damien Jorko, the director of the University of Technology Sydney's Institute for Sustainable Futures, explains.
Basically, they have now said, we don't want this anymore, to have rubbish coming from other countries unless it's of a really, really pure quality, and saying, well, we don't really prefer to be importing rubbish of a quality that's not making it a great resource to recover value from.
After China's crackdown, the likes of the Philippines, Malaysia, Vietnam and Thailand imported more recyclables to fill the gap. But since then, each of those nations has wound back or declared their intention to wind back imports. That's causing the Australian recycling system to come under unprecedented pressure. It's also led SKM, a Victorian recycling company processing around half the state's curbside recyclables, to stop accepting materials. Why is this bad? Well, often materials that can't be recycled because of cleanliness or quality are burned illegally or dumped in landfills and waterways, which create risks to the environment and public health. Throwing recycling in landfill leads to increased production of greenhouse gases and creates large fire hazards because many recyclable materials are combustible.
It's just a waste, and you're generating methane from some of the breakdown of paper and any other materials, but it's a resource which could have had a further productive use in the economy.
So, what can we do to reduce our own individual footprints? Trevor Thornton is a lecturer in hazardous materials management at Deakin University.
Every individual really has to take some responsibility in this. And what we've got to do is, first of all, start avoiding what we purchase or reducing as much, and indicating to the supermarkets, the retail stores, that you don't want that sort of packaging. Sometimes it's not so easy. So the next thing to do is to make sure you put it into the right bin. We've got to stop putting contamination into the recycling bin.
Dr. Thornton says there are a few misconceptions about what and where items can be recycled. For example, plastic bags can be recycled, but not in household bins, because they need to go into designated deposit bins. The same goes for clothes, textiles, electronic equipment and batteries.
Most councils will have a drop-off centre that you can drop them off, and then they'll actually be recycled and reduce the impact on the environment. Councils need to be a lot more proactive in advising people, putting a lot more messages out. There's a lot of good advice out there, but we need to chase it up.
Recycling concerns are a little less urgent outside of Victoria, but experts say that doesn't mean that other states and territories won't have their own issues in the future. According to the Department of Environment and Energy, Australia exported more than 400,000 tonnes of waste just in December last year, with a value of $585 million. Dr. Thornton says Australia needs to grow and reform its local recycling market.
We can't rely on overseas markets to sell our recyclables. We've got to have businesses in Australia starting to purchase the plastics, the paper, the cardboard and so on, and use that as their raw materials. Until we get to that point, we're probably going to be struggling for some time now.
Professor Jorko agrees.
It's really something that needs national ambition, but localised responses, which will be different in each state. And it's things like investing in new infrastructure to allow us to have both recycling go back into products locally.
Evan Young, SBS News.